The Gemara says on the bottom, Dafkav Chesam Adal, the Rabbi Yochanan was able to nisrapa from this Matronisa, even though she was a Akum, because he was Adam Chashav, and by Adam Chashav we're not worried that anything is going to happen. So, effect my Akash of Arab Bavod, Adam Chashav, Arab Bavod was Adam Chashav, but Ramle Yakamina Sama Shake, and Yakamina tried to be Merapim, be Loy Rabam Ravasi, the Chul Shake, Paschal Shake, and he was about to come with the Sakan, if not for Rabam Ravasi, so we see that even Adam Chashav can't be nisrapa from a Min. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Reifa Mumcha Hava. In this case, it was a Reifa Mumcha, and we're not worried about them doing anything wrong. In fact, Gemara de Revo, Nami Reifa Mumcha Hava. Over here also was a Reifa Mumcha. So Gemara says, Shani Revo, Mukme Ben Avshayim. Mukme Ben Avshayim, Thomas Navshim Plishtim. So therefore, over here, there's more of a Chashash. So the Reifa over here that we're talking about, his name was Yaakov Mina. Rabbi Kveg over here in Gilan Hashas is Mitzayin to look in Tarsus and Megillah Adam Chavkim Amid Aleph, and Rabbi Kveg says, I'll just swear from what Tarsus says over there, because the Tarsus over there is going on the Gemara brings down a Maimra B'Shem Yaakov Mina, and Tarsus says that you should not be Geres Yaakov Mina, but you should be Geres Yaakov Matzah, with a Tzadi instead of with a Men, instead of with a Nun. Because, like Tarsus, Shemahaya Min, if it was a Min, Lahya Maskira Yaakov, we wouldn't say his name Yaakov, we wouldn't say his name. Taksib Shem Rishon Mirakiv, it says Shem Rishon Mirakiv, and why would the Gemara say the name of a Min? Elamai, he wasn't a Min, so instead of Yaakov Mina, the Gersa should be Yaakov Matzah. So the Kveger is bothered that in Ken Hav over here, can we have the Gersa Yaakov Mina? If he's a Min, the Gemara shouldn't say his name. That's his Kasha that he asks on Taisus. Now, Lulay Dvarva, I would say that maybe it's not a Kasha, because over there it's different. Over there, the Gemara is quoting a Maimra in the name of Yaakov Mina. So, in fact, Taisus, if he's a Min, if he's a Rasha, why would you quote his name? Shem Rishon Mirakiv, don't say his name for no reason, so don't quote him, don't say who he is. There's no reason to say his name if he's a Rasha. Now, Shengen over here, it was necessary to say his name because we were not quoting a member of Bishwan, but he's part of a story, and it's important to know who he was. Number one, you have to know that he was a Min because that was Volkasha. How could it have been this happened from a Min? So it's important to know who it is we're talking about. Vachitema, maybe going to say, okay, MK, just say who Min. You don't have to say his name, just let us know that he was a Min. But Luchai, you do need to know who he was because the Gemara is saying, the Gemara says afterwards that he was a Reifa Mumcha, and it's no different than Rabbi Yochanan was a Reifa Mumcha. So we need to know exactly who he was, and we have to know that he was a Min, we have to know he's a Reifa Mumcha, and for that reason, it's important to say his name, and that's why the Gemara says Yaakov Mina. Shanking over there, we're just saying a Maimra, there's talking no reason to say his name because of Shem Hashem Yerakib. So if he that, Luchai, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Kveg's Kasha, when Rabbi Kveg asks the Kasha, he does say Tzarechim Tzas, it's not just Tzarechim Tzas. Maybe the reason why it's Tzas is because he was Nachis to the Tzas that I'm saying, and it's not such a kasha, afal picha, and he held that it's shver, but that could be a possible teretz to his kasha.